Adiós.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, is that called? Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah. Seems like if the Mennonites have two things they don't do, they don't scream and they don't clap. So let's try to be a good Mennonite. Good morning.
Good morning.
I don't hear her. Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, this side is coming up. This one. You didn't drink coffee this morning? There is a coffee down there. Good morning!
Good morning!
Guys, start coming up. Bob, I don't hear you. Good morning!
Good morning!
That's good. The song is titled Nzambe Malamu. Nzambe is God. Malamu is good or wonderful. It's a song that you hear when you are traveling around Congo. You can easily hear people singing that. God is good, God is good, God is wonderful. So I will sing that in two languages from Congo, in Lingala, which is spoken in western Congo, and in Swahili, that is spoken in Kenya, eastern Congo, Tanzania, and Kenya. So you will hear that. But it's the same thing, God is wonderful, God is wonderful. Zambe malamu, Zambe malamu, Zambe malamu, 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 Zambe malamu, Zambe malamu, Zambe malamu. Zambe malamu, Zambe malamu, Zambe malamu, 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 Zambe malamu, Zambe malamu, Zambe malamu, malamu, malamu. Yepo malamu. Yepoa malamu, malamu, malamu. Yepoa malamu, yepoa malamu, yepoa malamu, malamu, malamu. Mungu ni memwa, Mungu ni memwa, Mungu ni memwa, ni memwa, ni memwa. Mungu ni memwa. Zambe malamu, Zambe malamu, Zambe malamu, malamu, malamu. Zambe malamu, Zambe malamu, Zambe malamu, malamu, malamu. Zambe malamu.
malamu, malamu, malamu. Mungu ni mwema, Mungu ni mwema, Mungu ni mwema, ni mwema, ni mwema. Mungu ni mwema, Mungu ni mwema, Mungu ni mwema, ni mwema.
We begin this day alone, honoring this life with all its potentials and possibilities. We begin this day with trust, knowing we are created for loving encounters. We begin this day with hope, knowing this day can hold love, forgiveness, kindness, and justice. We make room for the unexpected. Here in this place, we worship what cannot be seen. We choose to participate in a living mystery. We try, with the Holy Mothering Spirit's guidance, to allow transformation with our lives, our church, our world. Here in this place, we try, with the Holy Mothering Spirit's guidance, to risk letting go of our familiar, of our stubborn ways, in order to believe, receive, and love anew. Peace before us, peace behind us, peace under our feet. Peace within us, peace over us. Let all around us be peace. We'll now join together in congregational singing.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Please take the blue hymnal and turn to number 26. If it's convenient for you, let's be standing for these first two hymns this morning.
Spirit, bring your message.
next one, please turn back a few pages to number 14.
Welcome visitors today, and we are glad that you chose to come here this morning. So if you're here by yourself, we would enjoy hearing from you, your name and where you're from. If you're with a host, they can do it. If you're not comfortable, that's okay. You don't have to do it. So anyone? All right. We welcome the children to come front. We have Esther Prince leading us today.
Is this on? No, not yet. Yes, now it is. Good morning, everyone. So in today's verse that we're going to hear in a few minutes from the Gospel of Mark, it tells us that Jesus and his disciple John went down to the Jordan River, where Jesus was baptized. John baptized Jesus. Then when Jesus was coming up out of the water, he got a really big surprise. The Bible tells us that he saw the heavens torn apart and the Spirit descending like a dove. And a voice came from heaven. Imagine if you heard a big booming voice out of nowhere saying, "You are my son, the beloved. With you I am well pleased." Whose voice do you think Jesus heard? Yes, that was God's voice. So God, as we know, was Jesus' father. So Jesus' daddy told him, "You are my beloved. I am well pleased with you." Does anybody know what beloved means? Yes, it means loved, and it also means to be pleasing to someone. So this means that God was telling Jesus, "I love you so, so much, and I am very pleased with you." So one of the things we can learn from this story is that even Jesus needed to know that his daddy loved him. So what did we just celebrate this last week? Valentine's Day, yes. So how did your dad and mom let you know that they loved you? Gave you earrings. Okay, so there may be gifts involved. Anybody else? How did your mom and dad let you know that they loved you? Ben? Oh, lovely. Yes, so your grandma and her friend gave you and Daniel Valentine's cookies. Yes, that is another way of letting people know that we love them. So for your parents and your grandparents and the other people in your life, you are the beloved. So as God's children, you are also beloved. God loves us very, very much, and God's love will never leave us. So to remind you of this, Lily and I made something for you to take home. These are little hearts, laminated hearts that say, "Beloved Child of God." So you can wear this, you could put it in your room, you could put it up somewhere where you can see it. Oh, no. Okay, so let's say a prayer, and then everybody can get one of these. Dear Lord, thank you that we are your beloved, and may we never forget that, and may we extend your love to everyone around us. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, so Lily, can you help me? Let's do the rainbow ones.
When we take the offering this morning, we're privileged to have Jason Adams with us from Albright Bethune, and I apologize for not welcoming you during the visitor time. So we'll have the offering at this time.
Feeling lonely, or maybe sad and blue. but I have a cure for you. Simple thing, I call it gratitude. Give thanks for all the good you see. Give thanks, and the truth will set you free. Give thanks for everything you love, and God will send you peace from above.
Let us pray. Dear God, we come to you with gratitude that we are in a position that we can give. Bless the givers, whether we are giving money or prayer or time of volunteering. Bless the receiver as they learn that this is given to them in the name of God, in the name of love. In the name of justice, amen.
Please turn in your blue hymnal to number 502.
Let us pray. Spirit of God, descend upon our hearts and minds. Open our ears to hear your word with a new freshness. Open our minds and illuminate the truth for our day and time. Empower our hands and feet to live out your word concretely within our own world. We pray in the name of the Word made flesh, Jesus Christ. Amen. Today's scripture reading is from Mark 1, 9 through 13, and you can find that on page 812 of the Pew Bible. In those days, Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. And just as he was coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens torn apart and the Spirit descending like a dove on him. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my Son, the Beloved. With you I am well pleased." And the Spirit immediately drove him out into the wilderness. He was in the wilderness 40 days, tempted by Satan, and he was with the wild beasts, and the angels waited on him.
Good morning. This morning we're talking about the Holy Spirit, and so I invite you to begin with me to draw in a full deep breath, feeling the breath fill you, maybe pausing for a moment and then releasing, knowing that breath and spirit are one and the same. Maybe another full breath. And then releasing. Join me in prayer as we begin. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be pleasing to you, O Lord, my rock and redeemer. Amen. Well, it's been just about exactly 6 months since I moved here. August 23rd is when I moved in. And you know what that means for this time of the year around here, right? Not only the start of lots and lots of students, but it's football season. It is football season. And I'm not quite sure where I learned it or where I saw it. It almost seems like it's in the water. But if I say we are, like, you know it, don't you? Like, I think even before I moved in, if I heard we are, I knew the answer. Like, it's on billboards, I think, on Route 322. Like, it is just here. That is the message, isn't it? And I realized, I think it was probably about the third Sunday I was here, and like, I'm not a big college football fan person, but I thought I need to at least know who won the game. So like, I would Google and see who Penn State played and who won. And I found myself like mid-September talking with somebody before the service, and I said, "Yeah, we won." And did I just say we won? Like, I didn't even know the name of the quarterback before I got here, but somehow, like, we won. I was a part of this. We are Penn State, like, at some level. And it's got me thinking, who are we as Mennonites? Who are we as University Mennonite Church? We are in the fourth Sunday this week of a four-part series, the last Sunday, of the Journey Forward materials that are put out by MCUSA. And the theme this Sunday, it's printed in the very top of your bulletin here. The theme for this fourth Sunday is the Holy Spirit dwells in and among us, transforming us to reflect God's love. The Holy Spirit dwells in and among us, transforming us to reflect God's love. Well, I thought in working with that statement, I thought that this focus statement might give us a little bit of a handle on who we are. So I found myself thinking, if I said we are, could we say transforming people? We are transforming people. What a statement to be able to claim. We are transforming people. That is our work. That is who we are. And I'm not sure in the Penn State chant, I haven't been to any football games yet, but if there's more to it. But in saying we are transforming people, I kind of got the sense that we need a little more. And what do we do? What do we do? We reflect God's love. So if I say we are transforming people, what do? Reflect God's love. It's a process. This saying we are transforming people. I am being transformed. You are being transformed. We transform one another. We transform one another. Our scripture this morning that Esther mentioned of Jesus being baptized by John, and as he's coming up out of the water, the heavens are opened and he hears this voice saying, you are my beloved son in whom I am well pleased. Jesus hasn't done anything yet, as far as we know. He hasn't healed the sick. He hasn't fed the hungry. This is the first time we've met Jesus in the book of Mark. And yet the first thing that Jesus hears are these words that say, you, Jesus, are my beloved son. In you I am well pleased. And the scripture goes on after that moment, and it tells us, and immediately the Spirit drove Jesus out into the wilderness. I wonder how many times in the wilderness and in the years of his ministry, Jesus pulled that phrase out of his pocket, that memory of, you are my beloved son, and you I am well pleased. How many times did he need to draw on that knowledge? How often did those words continue to transform even Jesus? We are transforming people. I used to think that transformation like happened in a big moment. You know, like we have the story of Paul being blinded by the light on the road to Damascus, these big events. But really, I've come to see that transformation happens little by little by little, one degree of change at a time. One degree of change. It only takes one degree of change of temperature for snow to become water. One degree at a time. Dave Mishler, our conference minister, had total knee replacement a couple weeks ago. And we were doing a phone check-in, a bunch of us, this week. And he was telling us that the way they measure healing and success is by degree of mobility. And that before surgery, he was told by the end of the second week of surgery, after surgery, he was expected to have 90 degrees of mobility. Well, end of the first week and he was there. He was excited. He had already gotten to 90 degrees range of motion. But then he said he hit a wall. He got up to 101 degrees of motion and couldn't get past it. Went the next time, couldn't get past it. The third time, still at 101 degrees of motion, even though he had been working and working and working. Three straight sessions. But then something changed. He continued to work, and now he continues to measure his healing, his success, by degree, by degree, by one more degree. And that each degree of mobility comes with pain, but it also brings freedom. He's finding he's not using the walker as much. He's starting to walk on his own. That pain and hard work is often a part of transformation. That this process of transformation that leads to healing, that leads to freedom, takes work and effort. We are transforming people. And what do? Reflect God's love. We are transforming people. What do? Reflect God's love. I wonder, can we claim that as our task? That we are to reflect God's love? Just look outside the windows for a moment. Look at the windows. Like, there's a brightness, isn't there? I don't know if you've noticed these last couple days with the snow on the ground and so much sunshine. Oh, like, I have felt like a cat. Yesterday, like, I found myself moving from window to window of my house, like, where the sun was coming in. That the snow has been reflecting this brightness. So, like, even in this room right now, we are experiencing that. That the snow simply is. It's not working too hard, is it? It's just reflecting the brightness of the sun. I wonder, when we claim, even for just a moment, the possibility of our own belovedness. Like Esther mentioned at the end of Children's Story, can we claim that we are beloved sons and daughters? That maybe we can reflect a little bit of that love too. Even in our brokenness, even in our mistakes, we are beloved daughters. Beloved sons of God, and we are called to reflect God's love. When I was thinking about other images of reflection, I think of a pond. And what does it take for a pond or a lake for water to reflect stillness? To reflect. It needs stillness, doesn't it? Like, we don't see our image in water moving fast. We need that sense of stillness to be there for us really to be able to see that image. That stillness is one of those necessary ingredients for reflection. An inner stillness, maybe an inner listening for that sign of belovedness in ourself and in others. I was remembering some of my work as chaplaincy, and I found myself up in the intensive care unit one day with a family, and oftentimes work in the intensive care unit was more with families because patients were so sick they weren't really up for much communication. And I was in the hall with a husband whose wife had been gravely ill, was going to go home with hospice support. And he was really struggling, and I could tell that there was something really underneath his struggling. And in a nook of the ICU corridor, he said, I want to tell you something that I haven't told anyone before. He said, I'm a Vietnam vet, and my job over there was as a sniper. He said, I did things I did not want to do. And as his wife was being transformed and changing, he was finding a transformation and a questioning of his own love, his own belovedness. Was he worthy of God's love? And I found in that moment that my role was just to reflect God's love, to remind him that he was a beloved son of God, even one who God could say, "I am well pleased with you." My job was to reflect to him that he was loving his wife the best he could, that his job was to go forward and to take care of her. Sometimes our job is simply to hold the stories around us, to listen well, and to hold up that mirror saying, "You are my beloved, with whom I am well pleased." I'm still new here, 6 months in, and I have been thinking a lot about who are we called to be as a community. What is our vision? And I will continue to ask those questions of you, of us. Conversations we've already begun about communion, about baptism, about membership. Who are we? What do we do? And I wonder if just for today, just for right now, it can be simple, that we can be rooted in this idea of transformation, rooted in receiving the words, "You are my beloved. Leah, you are my beloved." Can we hear that? Tim, can you hear, "You are my beloved"? Can we remind each other of that, that we are the beloved, and degree by degree allow transformation to happen? That God doesn't call us to be perfect. God calls us to show up, to hold up that mirror, to reflect God's love for others. It allows us to say, we are transforming people. And what do? We reflect God's love. May it be so.
Good morning. Each week we take time to share with one another our joys and concern.
As we transition into a time of blessing Tim, not only Tim but Rosita, their children who aren't here, and others, Tim, would you come in the middle, and whoever wants to, if we could literally gather around Tim, come and feel free to put a hand on Tim and Rosita, a hand on each other. Let's literally surround them. Come on in close. Just listen to the footsteps as we gather. Listen to the movement of this body. And Tim and Rosita, I just invite you to take a moment and look and take this in, that you are literally surrounded. Surrounded by love. Let us pray together. O Holy Spirit, may you descend. May your voice be audible in these days and weeks before surgery, during surgery, and in the weeks following it. May Tim and Rosita, Luke and Carly, Sarah, others, may they hear your voice saying, "You are my beloved. With you I am well pleased." And may your healing and transforming touch be upon them, transforming Tim's body, allowing this new life to bring wholeness and health. Transform their fears and their worries into joy, into trust, into seeing you at work in the world. As we gather around them as a community of faith, of friends, of partners on this journey, may they know they are never alone. May they know that prayers support them, that our love surrounds them. May we reflect your love, O God. May it give them the strength they need to move forward, trusting in your healing touch. We give thanks for Tim, for Rosita, for their presence. Guide them and guard them. In your name we pray. Amen. And as we head back to our seats, let's offer a song of blessing for them and for one another. Peace before us, peace behind us, peace.
Are there any announcements that need to be shared?
I'm Carolyn Brubaker. I want to thank everyone for all the things they brought for our college students. You see the 7 bags in the back, and they're over half full, which is great. So if you're a parent, feel free to take it today and either give it to them or mail it to them or see that they get it. And we want to thank all of you for contributing, and I'm sure the students are grateful.
I'm Karen Rath, and reminding everyone that we will have a congregational business meeting following the service, and it looks like we're ending a little early, so you will have time for coffee and tea, but don't let this distract you in your fellowship time from coming back here to start promptly at 11. And the children will have Sunday school as usual, but there will be no adult Sunday school. And so I hope that a lot of you will come to our meeting.
My annual midwinter hibernation starts shortly. Next week, this time, I'll be in Denver. My professor from Berkeley is 90 years old, and he has many academic grandchildren and my wife confused me. Anyway, he has many academic, you know what I mean. And then we have a conference in his honor in Denver. After that, I will go to Ghana for 2 weeks. I usually don't make lots of announcements about coffee time, but I think I should, because while I'm gone, I want to be sure I don't have to worry about coffee. Actually, I usually don't. But I'll tell you my principle. My principle is that if nobody signs up, it means the Lord says we don't need any coffee. So I don't worry about it. It's all in the Lord's hands. But since the rest of you are ordinary human beings, please sign up if you are able to. Thank you very much.
I just wanted to let you know that I will be leaving this Thursday and gone through next Monday. I'm headed for a little warmth next weekend. So I'll be gone, but look forward to being back with you for Music Sunday, for Bluegrass Sunday in early March.
Hi, I'm Monica Martin. Carolyn, first of all, I want to thank you for coordinating the bags for the students that are in college. I really appreciate that, and everybody that contributed to them. There's a special gratitude on the part of parents when other adults show that kind of care for their kids. I also wanted to mention I had sent out on the listserv an announcement that my daughters are involved with a musical at Penns Valley High School, and I'm going to be posting this announcement on a bulletin board downstairs by the doors leading out to the parking lot. There's a bit of difference between this shows that the start time for the musical is 7:30, and if you've looked at the ticket sales, they say it starts at 7. The doors are opening for seating at 7. And the show is actually going to start at 7:30. So if anybody was looking at that, that's the answer to the discrepancy. Thank you.
Bart Moyer. I have some announcements about the Out of the Cold program. Our time slot is in April the 8th to the 22nd. For those of you who aren't familiar with the program, it's 12, 13 churches in State College who house homeless people overnight, provide them with a meal and breakfast in the morning from about October to May. The needs from an individual congregation are volunteers to stay overnight and to provide meals. I will have in March, I'll have a sign-up genius thingy, you know what I mean, for volunteers to sign up for to stay overnight and for meals. And there will be one or two training sessions in March, Sunday morning, maybe an hour long or less if I run them. And there's a fundraiser for the organization, March the 19th at the Penn Stater, and I'll have flyers upstairs and downstairs. And I'll send out emails on all this good stuff. Thanks.
Is there still a sympathy card somewhere for people to sign? Do you know where that is?
Yes, I have that card that for Walnut Creek Mennonite Church. I will put it down for the coffee hour. Many of you signed it. If you didn't get a chance to sign it, We'll sign it and send it out this week with our gift.
Thank you. All right, let us stand for the benediction.
May you go this week as people who are transforming lives. May you go this week reflecting God's love. May you go this week as beloved sons and daughters of the living God. Go in peace. Amen.
Seeing the Journey, number 49.